Leonard Woods.
Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
All right, brother. How are you?
Doing well. You always pick the best music. I think you must be monitoring my playlists or something when you choose this music here.
Maybe we are. So tell me what's happening in the city of Bay this week. I haven't had a chance to look at it. What is it?
So we've got the cover stories on John Waters' new book, Carsick, John Waters' Hitchhikes Across America, a spectacular photograph and illustration montage that depicts. The book is part fiction and part nonfiction. He, it went viral a couple of years ago in 2012 that people started tweeting pictures of him hitchhiking across the country. And so people knew this book was coming. But what I didn't know until I read it was that the first two parts were novellas he wrote before going on the road. One is the best that could happen. And the second was the worst that could happen, which ends, unsurprisingly, in his gruesome death. And then the third is actually a nonfiction novella that depicts the real trip. And so we have an excerpt from one of the best that could happen, where there's a crazed sort of rogue librarian named Bernice who picks him up and goes around delivering porn parody smut titles to people. It's really spectacular. And then we have I did a profile on Waters and spent some time with him, talking to him about his trip, about the economics of filmmaking and why writing books. In the very first chapter of The Best That Could Happen, a pot dealer picks him up and offers him $5 million to make his next film, with no strings attached and none of the normal Hollywood funding stuff. So that's sort of where his fantasy mind is resting. So we had a long conversation about all of these things, and I think it turned out to be a really great package with the story and then the excerpt from his book.
And then you've got this bio. Talk about the new John Fahey bio.
Yeah, I mean, that's an amazing story. Lawrence Lanahan wrote that for us, and it's, you know, Fahey was such a conflicted and interesting character, and so the author of the bio is going to be at Wind Up Space this week. I believe it is, let me check what day that is, but I mean, there are just some amazing things. It ends with Fahey says that turtles are his favorite animal, and everyone runs over him on the highway, and that's why I want to kill everyone. Well, one of the reasons I want to kill everyone. So he's really a tormented musical genius. Oh, and Lowenthal, the author of the book, is going to be at the Wind Up Space on June the 8th to read from this book and play some Fahey music. And, just a brilliant guitar player.
I got to check that out, too. Just to throw this out here real quick. I knew Fahey back in the day in the mid-60s. So he was a madman.
Yeah, you got any good stories for us to share?
I got some stories. Not right now, but I got some stories. So, so let's see. You have Ed Erickson's doing a piece on student protests of the school budget cuts, right?
Yeah, so he went to the city council meeting and did a piece on the cuts to the IB, the International Baccalaureate Program, and the Ingenuity Project.
Crazy.
Yeah, and students from City and Poly got together to protest these cuts. And then we have an upcoming piece that's going to be on the incinerator down in Baltimore, where, that was also protested at this meeting, where some students came out and actually did this rap song protesting it. So that's going to be a story to come. It was really a powerful moment to see all of these students coming together and some great pictures from that, too, by the photographer Helgi Olgerson, of students out there protesting.
And there's also the piece on another protest that you have, a piece on the Baltimore County Animal Shelter.
Yeah, and it's led to a free speech lawsuit that claims that back in 2013, in June, that they violated, the shelter violated the rights of Mrs. Arnault, a Washington, D.C. resident and volunteer rescue coordinator for the Virginia-based Fancy Cat Rescue Team, by banning Fancy Cat from pulling animals from the shelter adoption after she said some critical things. So they wouldn't let them take animals anymore after she was critical of them. And so it's really an interesting story.
We want to look at that as a full disclaimer and total transparency. I'll say two things right now. A, I brought that up partially because my wife is part of the protest out there at the Baltimore County Animal Shelter. And B, that this Friday we're going to be talking about the controversy surrounding the city paper and one of the articles written in the last issue around the sexual abuse of children. So we're going to be dealing with that on Friday. We'll put that out there as well. But I encourage everyone to get this this issue. Just pop it out. All of what's happening in town this week. Great articles, as Baynard Woods is putting out there. And Baynard Woods, senior editor of the city paper, thank you so much, brother.
All right. Always great to talk with you, Mark.
Talk
thanks.
To you soon. All right. We're going to take a brief break, and when we return, we are here with David Craig, Howard County Executive, and Delegate Gene Hadaway Riccio, running to become the next governor and lieutenant governor of the state of Maryland in the Republican primary. Do not go away. We are going out right now with the mamas and the papas, Monday, because this is the birthday of Michelle Phillips, born on this day in 1944. We'll be right back. Monday morning, it was-